family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Friday's episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. TGIF, thank God it is Friday. We've made it to the freaking weekend. Thank you all so much for helping me get back onto schedule with Be Encouraged. I told listeners that we were back in the full schedule, and I had to make sure I followed through. I am a captain of this ship, and until we're blessed with a vice chairman and we're blessed with other profound speakers, I will continue to serve. I will continue to lead and do what is necessary. And so again, I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. I thank you for every subscriber. We want to thank our subscribers that are growing expeditiously. We are so thankful for each person who believes in what we do here at Refuge Mount Olive. And your financial, fiscal support is greatly appreciated. Without you, we could not be us. So again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Even to our technology team, we're so thankful. You know, everything operates through the power of the dollar. And we understand that that does not come lightly. You have to sow, you have to properly invest. And I thank the technology team, wherefore we are able to provide the best empowerment because of the amazing studio our team has put together. So I just, again, it is beautiful in this space. I love recording all of our backgrounds that you all see, the top studio that you all see us record, Fireside Chat and Be Encouraged. That is all because of our investments. That's all because of intentional choices made by the teams to help us give the best experience possible to our listeners. So again, and those things are associated with the power of creating your own table. We can use those examples just mentioned as the power of using your own table. Every challenge we've had thus far at Refuge in Mount Olive, we've embraced with open arms. We've embraced like a Teletubby or like a Care Bear, only because we know that, first of all, we're going to gain victory. It may be a difficult experience. It may be a little bit of butt kicking in the beginning or in the middle, but we know at the end we're going to gain the victory. The most important thing is because it's at our table. We know that whatever benefits happen, whatever lessons we learn, whatever, we bring it all back to the Romo table. We bring it back to our table. I bring it back to my table of leadership. I bring it back to my table of community. I bring it back to my table of progression. It is time for us to be thankful. And that's the power, again, of living and breathing in your table. That even when you have to serve outside of your table, you get to bring back those fruits to yours. If you go out there and learn a trade, and you have a company. That's more value for your company because now you've learned a new trade. You go to college and you get a new degree. You bring that degree back to your table, to your, so that you can bring it back. And your table includes your family, your friends, your business, your career, your livelihood, your dimensions that help make you the individual that you are, from the public to the private individual. Those are the elements of your table, and how we utilize these giftings, these talents, these resources, these networks is what publicize our table. And that's the challenge about the table. Now there's, we cannot hide our table. All right, I'm talking good now. We can't hide this table. A table's purpose is to be used. And I believe in times like this, we're called to be a bit too, we want to be too selfish. We're listening to the wrong ears that are telling us that you can make this amazing table and you can keep it all to yourself. And that's not the philosophy. That is not the point of this table, this particular table I'm speaking on. I'm not talking about a desk. I'm not talking about a personal table. I'm talking about the table. The table wherefore you have a spread of creativity, and people do have a right to come and learn. People do have a right to criticize. People do have a right that we have to learn. We have to learn the importance of being mature and strong, because we don't want our perspective, our philosophies, our leadership, our accountability within our table to ever shimmer or die or fade or fizzle out. Your table is great. Your table is important, and it is needed for such a time like this. I want you to ask yourself, how important is your table? What are you doing to make sure that you receive the greatest experience? How are your decisions going to correlate? We're going to bring this into next week, because this isn't just the type of empowerment that you just talk about and then you just, all right, what's next? No, we need to use this over and over and really nail this in, because I feel that God is taking us to really higher heights in this year. And we need to be ready for it. We don't need to be sorry. We don't need to say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Can you do it again? We don't need to miss out on anything. We don't want to delay ourselves or deny ourselves. We want to be right the first time. There's an old song that a good quartet song titled me and Delano Richardson. Chairperson Richardson, we would listen to it when we were younger. I just want to be right. How many people want to get it right the first time? We have to get it right, people of Romo. Have to get it right. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.